Mail Call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, servicemen of the United Nations. Here is Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight's sound letter is beamed especially to the servicemen from the state of Arkansas. And standing here at the microphone on leave from their Jot'em Down store in Pine Ridge are two of the Ozark country's best-loved citizens, Chet Locke and Norris Goff, otherwise known as Lum and Abner.
Hi, Doggies. Lum, we're in a big time tonight, you know it. We're off a melody roundup on the mail call. Hi, Doggies, we're getting places.
Well, come on, let's get started with our letter.
Yeah.
Dip your pen in the inkwell.
What pen? I don't see no inkwell neither, Lum.
Well, this is just make-believe, Abner. We're going to pretend to write a letter to the boys overseas.
Oh. Well, if we're just pretending, why, why'd I have to dip my pen in the inkwell?
Well, we're only pretending you dip your pen. It don't matter.
Oh. Well, why can't we just pretend that I got a fountain pen, Lum? Then I don't have to do no dipping at all.
All right, all right. You got a fountain pen.
Yeah, I'd rather have them. Them things are hard to get. Uh-oh.
Now what's wrong?
Why, that thing's out of ink. I can't understand it neither. I filled it up this morning. I ain't writ nothing all day with it.
Maybe it sprung a leak.
Well, I can't tell about that, Lum. See, I'm wearing a blue serge suit.
Well, when you wear a blue suit, you ought to put red ink in your pen.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I better get me some undershirts made out of blotting paper, too, I can tell that.
Well, never mind all that. Just make out like you're writing. Just put down there, dear fellers.
Dear fellers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's a girl you writ in lots of requests for, her, so here she is to sing you a song.
Here she is to sing you a song.
In person.
In person.
Period. One of your best girlfriends, Anita Ellis. Well, Miss Anita, what are you going to sing for the fellers?
Well, I've had a lot of requests to do Besame Mucho.
Bessie May who, Lum?
I didn't get her last name either.
Oh. It's Besame Mucho, Lum.
Oh, Abner, it's Besame Mucho.
Mucho, mucho. I never know no muchos around Pine Ridge. I know Bessie May Slocum, though.
No, no, Abner. Mucho means much in Spanish.
Oh, Bessie May Much. I don't believe I know her.
She must be an uncommonly stout woman.
I'm afraid you boys don't understand. Bessie May Mucho means kiss me a lot in Spanish.
You hear that, Abner?
Yeah, well, that's sort of a funny way of putting it. Well, she wants to be kissed. Why don't she just come right out and say, kiss me a lot? That's a Pine Ridge style. That works, too.
Well, they got a special code for talking in Spanish.
You don't say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They take every word and put a O on the end of it.
Oh.
Now, you take, for instance, my name. In Spanish, I'd be Lumo. Mm. And you'd be Abanero.
Well, supposing a feller just wanted to come right out flat-footed and say just plain oh.
You'd have to say, uh-oh.
Oh.
Well, anyhow, let Miss Anita sing her song about Bessie May. We're never going to get this straight.
Yeah, all right, all right. Then.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. joy is something new. My arms enfolding you, never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it to you, I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Besame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Besame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Granny Zedner, that girl's got a voice sweeter than a bucket of molasses.
Yeah.
And you can throw a meadowlark in, too.
Well, Lum, you don't want to throw no meadowlark in a bucket of molasses. You'd never get it out of there, you know, stick its wings up and stuff.
Just talking about how sweet her voice is.
Well, you don't have to tell me about that. I heard it. And I heard about that there Bessie May, too, Lum. But what I want to know is, who's them three soldiers over yonder, Lum, next to them instruments over there?
Oh, that's the mail call trio.
Trio? Doggy, there you go back to that Spanish again.
That ain't Spanish. Trio, it just means three people.
Huh? Well, it looks to me like three people ought to be a trio.
All right, a trio, then.
Yeah, that's better.
Anyhow, this is a mighty fine musical aggregation. Guitar, piano, and bull fiddle. And they're going to play a song called All of Me.
Want me to write that down?
Yeah, go ahead.
All of Me?
Do anything while they're playing.
Oh, I'll do it.
Thank you.
Okie, Glum. I tell you, them fellas is all right, you know what?
Well, I told you they's good, Abner.
Hey, did you notice how that big fella over there was plucking away at that big bull fiddle?
Yeah, his fingers were sure fine.
Oh, he sure was. I wonder if we could get him for the jot him down store, Lum. He sure could pick a chicken in a hurry, you know what?
That guitar player would be darn good for picking them pin feathers off fast, too.
Yeah, I just wonder if any of the Arkansas fellers listening in knows anything about this Bessie May, Lum. It might be Bessie May Slocum. Maybe she married a feller named Mutch, you know what?
Abner, would you forget about Bessie May?
Yeah, just imagine somebody writing a song in her honor and nobody knows who or where she is. That's terrible.
Abner, please, please.
Well, it just don't seem right, Lum. Now, if she was just pistol-packing Mama, why, we could trace her down by her gunshots, but not this one.
And you can forget about pistol-packing Mama, too.
Now, Lum, I got a request from a soldier overseas for me to sing it.
Well, you ain't gonna do no singing on this program, I'll tell you that right now. This is mail call, not hog call. Now, get out your pen and write down all or nothing at all.
All what?
I told you, all or nothing at all.
All right, if that's the way you feel about it, I just won't write nothing at all.
Just write down the name of the next song.
Well, give it to me. What is it?
All or nothing at all.
Is that the name of a song, all or nothing at all? My dog is all of what, Mom?
All of a girl.
Bessie May?
No.
Well, all of what girl?
All of whatever girl you're singing it to. It's a love song.
Oh. Well, supposing you don't particularly care about the girl.
Then don't sing to her.
Well, supposing she asked you to.
Then sing something else. And keep still for a minute. I got to make an announcement.
Oh.
Fellas, here's an old friend of yours with one of the hit tunes that everybody's been humming. Jerry Cooper singing...
All of whatever girl you're singing to.
At all, half a love never appealed to me. If your love never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin then cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. But please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss of your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weep. And my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no. Nothing at all. I fell under the spell of your call. I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, 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 nothing at all.
Hi, Granny's Jerry Cooper. You got one of the prettiest Al Torrey voices I ever heard.
Oh, uncommonly good singing. I wonder if he knows Bessie Mae much, Lum. You know, her name used to be Slocum, you know.
Well, don't be annoying people with Bessie Mae. Bren, let's get on with this letter to all the soldiers from Arkansas.
Yeah, sure. What do you want me to write down here?
Just put down, fellers, meet America's wacky, wonderful, wistful, scatterbrain.
God, doggies, there's a lot of W's in there, you know what?
Just put it down.
All right.
Fellers, bye. Here she is, your movie and radio favorite, Judy Canova.
Howdy, folks, howdy, and greetings to all you servicemen listening in. Yeah, especially you fellas from Arkansas. You know, I kind of feel attached to your state. My folks had a farm there, an elegant place, 16 rooms and a path. Yeah. You know, Arkansas is a wonderful place. My grandpa used to go to Hot Springs every year for the bath. He did a whole year scrubbing in 1 week. They was an army camp right next to our farm in Arkansas, and every Sunday the soldiers helped us with the crops. It was the first time they picked up that kind of tomato. Some of the army boys even helped me with the cows. They hung a pail up 200 yards away, and we had a sort of combination milking and target practice. You know, while I was there, one of the hens on the farm had an accident. She swallowed a yo-yo. Yeah, now it's the only hen in the country that can lay them and retrieve them at the same time. You know, it was great fun living next to that army camp. Yeah, one night I give a big dance for the soldiers. They was 10 fellers and me, and I just wore myself to a frazzle cutting in on them. I really, though, I can't understand why the fellers didn't go for me. I had my sweater on, the one that says Green Bay Packers on it. I guess maybe I shouldn't have wore them shoulder pads. I really tried to be alluring, though. I had me some wonderful perfume on. It smells right sweet, besides it kills ants. You know, my grandma dropped into the party long about midnight. She come over right from the swing shift. She sure did look pretty, too. She was wearing a strapless barracks bag. Yeah. Oh, Granny. She kind of put me in mind of Veronica Lake, the way she had her beard combed down over one chin. The party broke up around midnight, and all the fellers lined up and kissed me goodbye. Gosh, 10 fellers kissing me. I had to sleep face down on a pie tin all night to get my lips to unpucker. Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes? Eyes that I just, I don't lie. When they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a-rocking like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you. Bye.
Sandy, that was great. You're really a humdinger.
Oh, thank you, Lum. That's right nice of you to say that. And I think you're pretty cute yourself. I wish you was 20 years younger.
Would you ask me for a date?
No, but Grandma would.
I'm sure she'd have to go out with Abner. He's the ladies' man around here.
Oh, now, Lum, you're just making me blush.
Where's Jerry? Here he is. It's time for the grand finale. You see, inasmuch as this is going to be a big jamboree of Arkansas tunes, even Abner and me is going to join in.
Well, good for us. Is Bessie May going to sing, too?
No. Just Judy and Jerry and Anita and me and you. Music, please, Mary.
How do you spell jamboree, Lum?
Oh, never mind.
I'll get it.
They made the promised land. They gave it a name, Arkansas. Heaven smiled because she planned to make it as great as anyone of 48. Nature lent a helping hand, so no one could shame Arkansas. Living there is mighty grand in Arkansas. That's where you hear lovely music, a played all the day. Everyone is so friendly. When you get there, you go to stay. When they call the final roll and you've got to go, that's the law. Lordy, make them send my soul to Arkansas.
When they made the promised land, they gave it the name Arkansas. Living there is mighty grand in Arkansas. That's where you hear lovely music played all the day. Folks are so friendly. When you get there, you want to stay.
Hey, gotta do a hoedown reel every Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a law.
Uh-huh, the only place to do it right, boys, is in Arkansas.
On your mark.
Get set.
First couple out.
And all right.
Circle four in the middle of the floor. Right hand cross, left hand back. Double hand. Circle back. Lift foot up, right foot down. Deeper, kick that over down. Lead around the big one. Roll in the jigs and the jigs don't go. Do, see, little more do.
Yeah, what do?
Grab your partner, but ain't too late. Swing it, tell us. Swing it on in.
Cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill. For the sweet Valentine, for that sweet gal of mine, way to cut down the old pine tree.
Well, it's time for the last paragraph in this letter, Abner.
Yeah, Lum, and it's a big paragraph, too. Because it's from 2 million folks in Arkansas. And it's headed all around the globe. To every spot where our worldwide Arkansas travelers are stationed.
It's just plain talk from plain folks. In Pine Ridge and Little Rock. And from all over the Wonder State. Dear fellers, it says. And dear girls, we sort of wish this letter was big enough to wrap up home and send it off to you. We'd like to send you an Arkansas sunset, the rolling hills of the Washitas and the Ozarks, a cotton field, a river bank, a dogwood tree in bloom, or your best girl. But all we can send you is the good remembrance of them. And the sort of singing feeling in our hearts that you just can't write down in words. The feelings we get when we think about you, which is always.
And we got love from Mom and Sis and Pop and Grandma to the Marines and the Army and the Navy, and particular to you men on the battleship Arkansas. So, hello out there on the blue water.
Hello around the world from Arkansas. And good shooting.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Lyman Abner, Anita Ellis, Judy Canova, Jerry Cooper, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... Mail Call is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.